Meeting.
Okay, good morning, everyone, and welcome. I will call the meeting of the MPO to order. You please rise and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Are we still there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Mayor Hoyerick, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mayor Loretti. Good morning, everyone. The next item on our agenda for the MPO meeting is public participation. Is there any public participation? Anyone want to speak? One more time, is anyone present who wants to participate in public participation? Hearing none, we'll move on to the approval of the minutes from July 31st. It's attached to your agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you, First Selectman Rooney. Is there a second?
I'll start.
First Selectwoman Tesoro, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Anybody on remote, aye?
Aye, aye, aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you all. The motions, the minutes are approved. The next action, or on to action items, is the amendment for fiscal year 25-28, the TIP Federal Highway Projects, Resolution 2026-01, and Attachment B. And we'll start with the Congress Street Bridge replacement. Ken, do you want to make a motion to approve that?
We'll just do all three federal highways together, and then we can...
Does anyone have any objection to doing all of these action items together?
No.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. All right, then.
Take a motion.
Hearing so, Ken, it's your first.
I'd like a motion to move item B, one through I through III. So that means to the tip slip.
And is there a second?
Second. Got a lot of seconds. Yeah. I think Harry got in there first.
Okay, you can take your pick. So this is for the items for the Congress Street Bridge replacement. The second one is the sidewalk replacement of McKinley Elementary School in Fairfield. And the third item is to replace the noise barriers between segment 32 and 33.
Yeah, I can give a quick overview of all three items. The Congress Street Bridge replacement, this is a build grant that the city of Bridgeport received to supplement additional funding both from city capital as well as the state local bridge program to replace the Congress Street Bridge, which has been non-functional for a while. It will fully replace that bridge as a non-movable bridge structure across the Pequannock River for Congress Street and reconnect the east side back to the downtown area with a bridge that at one point went up and never came back down. But Ken, if you have anything else to add, please feel free.
Thank you, through the chair. Just, you know, briefly, this is an important project for, you know, Bridgeport having neighborhoods on each side of the river, as all of you know. It has been a long, laborious process. Hopefully it's coming to fruition. We were happy to last month, the contracting process with federal DOT seems to be moving along, which given everything is nice to hear. So everything seems to be being grandfathered and accepted. And we're very hopeful this will finally happen.
Thank you. Anyone else have any discussion? I'm also going just to comment on the third item. The noise barriers make such a big difference when you're battling highway noise. And I was at 33 listening, seeing where the bridge overpass was and how the barriers have really been an enhancement. And I'm looking forward to extending it to 32 and 33.
Yeah, so that's replacing all the existing ones. This amendment just adds a little additional federal funding to that project to ensure full construction budgets.
Right.
And then the second project is a Safe Routes to School project, adding sidewalks in the vicinity of McKinley School in Fairfield. That was some additional funding that the state had through the Safe Routes to School program. So they pulled a couple projects that were prioritized by the MPOs but not funded through other funding mechanisms, and they're now using the Safe Routes to School money to do so.
Great. Any other discussion? Hearing none, let's vote. All in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you, passes unanimously. Item number two under action items is the amendment for fiscal year 25-28 for the TIP-STIP FTA projects, resolution 2026-02, attachment C. May I have a motion, and if no one objects, to approve all five of these projects?
So moved. Make a...
so moved.
Second, Sheila.
I think the ladies have it, Mayor.
Anne-Marie,
first selectman, yep. Dragonis, and then second by Sheila. Thank you, Amal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion?
So very quickly, the New Haven Track Line program is just regular state of good repair maintenance for the main line, Metro North line from New Haven to the Greenwich, New York border. So that's just continual updates and maintenance to the track. And then the four subsequent projects are all Waterbury Branch Line projects. They are station improvements for Ansonia, Seymour, Beacon Falls, and Waterbury. Those improvements include repainting, better lighting, ADA accessibility, and those sorts of improvements at each one of those stations on the Waterbury Branch Line.
So this is really exciting stuff, mostly for the Valley region, but I think this is a great way to spend some train money.
Yes.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
We got everybody.
We got everybody.
And no abstentions. It sounds like it was unanimous. Wonderful. So moving on to other business.
So the first item in other business is the safety performance targets. These are required metrics that the MPO has to adopt on an annual basis. We've done this now every year for the last 5 years, I believe. So just as a primer to that, we will be providing a staff report, and we will be taking action on that at this body in January. Just wanted to give everyone a heads up of that. We've just received the targets from DOT, so we're putting the other staff reports now. We will have those all out to you in advance of that meeting, so we can take action on that in January prior to the February 27th deadline, as required by federal statute.
Great. Anyone have any questions on the safety performance targets? Hearing none, let's move on to the schedule. Anybody having an issue with the schedule for next year?
Yeah, same schedule as always. We schedule to meet every other month for the MPO. Obviously, as things arise, if we need to, we can always schedule a special meeting, but we, for the last number of years, have made them coincidental with the MetroCog meetings on an every other month basis, so we just continue that going forward.
Great. And then our next meeting is the January 29th of 2026, and the follow-up is March 26th, 2026. And then the item number four is the TIP from 27 to 30.
Yeah, so there's a new TIP that we're working on right now. It does seem like we just did this, which you probably all remember. We've worked with Connecticut DOT, and we're trying to get back on a two-year update process for the TIP. We had been on a two-year update process from its existence until 2016, and then we got off of that onto a three-year TIP amendment process or TIP update process. Which worked fine, but then we've realized, both us and DOT have realized, there's been issues with that last year of the TIP typically has a lot of amendments because we're projecting so far out for 3 years, it's really hard to know exactly what's going to happen. So that last year has required a number of amendments, and then we've also run into an issue where because of the overlap or the lack of overlap between TIPs, we've actually had a couple month period where there was no TIP in full force. So they had to kind of move projects around very quickly.
Right around.
One TIP expired and the next one took over. So this just ensures continuity in the federal transportation aid program by moving to a two-year TIP.
Any questions, anyone?
Question, Laura, yes. To Matt, because I used the list, didn't look at it in depth, but it just appeared to me that our MPO region didn't seem to have as many projects as other parts of the state. I just don't know if that was just my perception. Or whether you sensed that at all?
Well, that was the five-year capital plan. That's slightly different than the federal aid program. So that's all projects across the DOT funding, both federal and state. So there is a slight difference there. We've talked to DOT about that. There is a couple years upcoming with under-programmed surface transportation STP urban money. So we are looking to try and find projects, and we've been coordinating with DOT on that to find projects to move into that STP program for our region.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing no other discussion, motion to adjourn.
Thank you, adjourn.
Second.
Second by. Second, Doug. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Matt.
Meeting. Please stay on.
Thank you.